So,
in no particular order,
bonus list.
Top five Jane Fonda movies.
I don't know any Jane Fonda movies
That's all
except
right.
Monster in Law.
Yes, that makes the list. Monster in Law, I will put This Is Where I Leave You on there. 9 to 5.
The Dolly Parton musical movie.
Absolutely.
With cartoon birds.
So I'm going to go Fun with Dick and Jane.
The original?
Yes.
Okay.
And Barbarella.
Because of boobs.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, because that movie's weird as shit.
I've seen none of those movies.
But actually, she's hot.
I've never seen any. I don't think I've seen a Jane. I don't know that I could pick Jane Fonda out of a crowd. She used to go to Hawks games when Dominique Wilkins played there. That's about.
You couldn't pick her out of that crowd?
I could out of that crowd, but she's probably aged by then.
Yeah, I would think so, by probably about 20 years.
What's up? This is Movies On Up. Man is the most dangerous animal. I am Dave, joined by my most dangerous co-host, Ryan.
The most dangerous and also the most lovable, because I'm the only one.
And you're not yelling. I don't know where this energy came from. But I am Dave. We are Movies On Up.
I'm showing that I'm not a threat to anyone.
The tagline for this week, man is the most dangerous animal. If you know what movie that is from, email us, moviesonup@gmail.com, facebook.com/moviesonup. Twitter @moviesonup. If you are correct and we pick you, you win the amazing, wonderful Movies on Up prize pack. This week, favorite Johnny Depp movies. Mordecai is coming out. The latest Johnny Depp movie I will not be seeing. So we thought, hey, he hasn't done all crap, has he? So we went through and did our favorite our favorite Johnny Depp movies.
We'll answer that question for you.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, this one was fairly easy because there's like a 10-year window where I love a lot of Johnny Depp movies.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
I think there's some obvious ones that kind of jump to mind. And, you know, maybe I've got, no, I have one that I think is pretty obvious probably to us because we have similar tastes. And I would imagine, unless you specifically tried to leave it off because you know I would have it, that we'll have at least one crossover. The guy makes a lot of money. He's a bona fide movie star. He's got a giant mass appeal for most of the things he does. I believe the studio was counting on that for Lone Ranger, and that really backfired in their face.
Like, looking at the movies of his that I like, I miss that Johnny Depp for the most part. He got to where, you know, what kind of makeup can we put on and what kind of funny hat can I wear? I don't like that Johnny Depp career. I mean, these are some characters he played, so I guess that's not completely fair, but I guess I just don't like wacky Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, lifetime gross of his movies, 42 of them. If I said the over-under was $2.5 billion.
I'd go over.
It is over.
By
substantially.
By a lot, yeah.
It's almost $3.2 billion.
Yeah.
It's an average of $76 million. The wide releases average, they opened 32.8.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty successful.
Those numbers have dropped a little bit.
Yeah, I would think that there were some recent ones that have skewed that a little bit. In fairness, Into the Woods did pretty well. Tusk, they count, which really kind of lowers the average.
Yeah.
Transcendence, not so good. Lone Ranger was obviously a giant bomb, as was Dark Shadows. Rum Diary didn't do all that much.
And these are all his recent. You're going chronologically, basically his recent ones.
Oh, they are absolutely chronological.
Yeah.
That's how this is sorted.
So I mean, like, those take away a couple of those.
But I stopped right before $241 million for Pirates on Stranger Tides.
Yeah, and
that
there's
did
another
okay.
Pirates coming out. So,
yep.
But enough about that. I mean, everybody knows
enough about Johnny
Depp.
Yep,
enough about Johnny Depp. Let's get into our list for this week, which is favorite Johnny Depp movies.
Yes.
Ryan, your number five favorite Johnny Depp movie.
Number five favorite Johnny Depp movie is his 33rd most successful film of all time. It opened to $3 million on its way to a hefty take of 8.2. It came out in 1990, directed by John Waters. It is Crybaby, starring Johnny Depp, Amy LeCane, and Ricky Lake. This might be the only John Waters movie. Nah, that's not true. one of two John Waters movies that you can actually admit to liking without immediately being branded some kind of weirdo. I think Hairspray might be the other one. Though this is a bit of a weird pick for me, being that it's a musical and all, and I don't really care for those as much. I think that it has many of the elements that makes a musical like Grease pretty timeless, with the notable, albeit large, exception of a plethora of catchy tunes. There's a couple in Cry Baby, but nothing that's going to, you know, be as transcendent as most of the songs from Grease. I do think that it's a pretty self-aware, I don't want to call it a spoof of the like rebellious teen movies of the 1950s, but I mean, it definitely has all those tropes, your hero from the wrong side of the tracks who catches the eye of the head cheerleader type. Whereas Grease is maybe embracing those things, I think Waters is still trying to subvert them, which he does better than almost anyone. You really get to see kind of hints of his personality as a filmmaker, the snark that he really has. And you get to see it without having to watch a transvestite eat a piece of shit. So, you know, if you want to stick your toe into John Waters, he'd probably be down with that and maybe start with Cry Baby.
I do not like John Waters, and I hate musicals. So my number five...
So you would not like Cry Baby.
My number five comes from 1993. Good year for Johnny Depp. This
guy would say.
Benny and June. Starring Johnny Depp, Aidan Quinn, Mary Stuart Masterson, Julianne Moore, CCH Pounder, Oliver Platt. A great cast. Really, really good movie. He plays, you know, kind of a Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin-esque guy who's just kind of stuck in the wrong time, trying to make his own way. Aidan Quinn has his sister who has some mental problems, and Johnny Depp and her kind of connect. Johnny Depp's so charming in this movie. It's a weird, I don't want to say understated because he's weird, he's peculiar, but he's not over the top peculiar, I think. I think he's really good.
He can do weird and peculiar. He doesn't have to go over the top. He does a lot,
though. It's an understated weird.
Later, more recently, he goes over the top than he did previously.
And it's just a really cute movie. Mary Stuart Masterson is great in it. And he's just really fun to watch. And the only bad thing about this movie is that stupid Proclaimers song that this movie gave that to the world. But
I like that song.
A really good, fun, romantic comedy. And it's carried equally by Aidan Quinn and Mary Stuart Masterson and Johnny Depp. You know, Quinn and Stuart Masterson are the title characters, but Johnny Depp is top billed on the poster. So they kind of equally share it, and it's just a good time. It's a fun little story.
Is this the only movie you have from 1993?
I did leave the other one off from 1993.
And I'm sure that would probably come up on, like, also-rans.
I love that movie, but it basically came down to that or this, and I just kind of went with this.
Yeah, I mean, What's Eating Gilbert Grape is kind of the elephant in the room there. Johnny Depp was great in it. I mean, it's obviously going to be much more of a Leo vehicle, but he was really good. I'm kind of glad that you went the Benny and June route, because I think between the two, that's probably maybe the lesser appreciated of the two.
Because, I mean, if you mentioned What's Eating Gilbert Grape, people that have seen it, like, you understand Leo's performance in there.
Or if you've never seen it, I feel like people are still aware of what Leo does.
And, I mean, Johnny Depp's great in that movie, too. And it's a good movie. I just really like that movie. But I feel like we've talked about it in the past. I don't know that I've ever mentioned Benny and June, so I went that way.
My number four is from 10 years down the road. It is Robert Rodriguez's joint Once Upon a Time in Mexico, starring Antonio Banderas, Salma Hayek, and Johnny Depp. I prefer my Depp charismatic. While I don't love the Pirates movies, I think that Jack Sparrow is a really strong character. And I think a lot of the things that people like about the Jack Sparrow character are true for his character in Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Jack Sparrow is a bit of an anti-hero, and I think that Depp does that very well. In the finale here of the Mariachi trilogy, Depp is a corrupt CIA agent who's pretty much a psychopath. So I wouldn't say that he's really an anti-hero. He's really sort of one of the villains in the movie. But he's still so charismatic and so charming. Like, you still kind of want to root for him up until the point where he, like, shoots you in the back of the head. You're like, ah, you scamp. And I still think that he gives, of all three movies, and I do like all three of them. Desperado is probably my favorite. But of all three movies, the line he has in this one, are you a Mexican or a Mexican, is still one of my favorite lines that I believe even Machete, the great Mexican hero, has used later on down the road. Some of the most memorable images or scenes that I have from the entire trilogy are based around Johnny Depp's performance. There's a couple things that happen to him that once you see it, you can't really seem to get that out of your eyeballs.
My number four, I just shit-talked weird Tim Burton directed Johnny Depp, so call me a hypocrite, but my
son
number
four
comes from 1994. It is Ed Wood. It's a departure from Edward Scissorhands, but he's still just a weird character, but it's such a fun movie. Like, this movie is...
How is this not your number one? It's my number one. How is it not your number one?
Oh, I have three others before it.
I understand technically how it is not your number one, but man, I thought we were on the same page with this.
Do you want me to switch it?
No, I don't.
Okay. But yeah, it's I love it. It's a fun movie. The choice to go black and white, I think, adds to it because it kind of helps you go into that world. It made me go watch Plan 9 from Outer Space.
I think it's interesting that you saw that. You saw Ed Wood first before Plan 9.
Yeah. My brother made me watch both of them. And it's just, I mean, you know Plan 9's a terrible movie from watching Ed Wood because you see how terrible it's going to be. But the fact that it piqued my interest enough to want to see Plan 9, I think says a lot about it. And I just, Johnny Depp was so good. I think this was before it was, he wasn't wearing a funny hat. So I think, I don't know if that's where the transformation happened, but I liked this weird, and he was charismatic. I mean, for Johnny Depp can be very charismatic, even as a weirdo. And Ed Wood was a very charismatic weirdo, and Johnny Depp pulled that off pretty great.
More on this film later. My number three. It's probably not much of a stretch that I would have a Gore Verbinski, Johnny Depp joint on the list here. However, I feel like it might be a little bit of a stretch that it is not a Pirates movie. Those team-ups seem to have done pretty well at the box office. This one did okay. Definitely nothing to sneeze at. $123 million and an Oscar for Best Animated Film. It's 2011's Rango, starring Depp, Isla Fisher, and Abigail Breslin. I love that this movie works pretty serviceably as a Western and a movie that kids can like. Because typically, kids and Westerns maybe don't mix all that well. And to be completely honest, myself and Westerns don't mix quite as well as I would like. I want to like those movies. Sometimes they're just a little bit, no pun intended, dry for me. But this one has got a lot of comedy and a lot of standard tropes you'd find in a Western movie, like the stranger comes to town and agrees to help the townspeople. In this one, he's got his own reasons for wanting to help. It's they need water, and he's really thirsty, so he wants it too, damn it. I like that character of Rango. I mentioned that I think that with Jack Sparrow, he does the anti-hero character pretty well, and I think that Rango is kind of an extension of that. He's, you know, maybe not your typical hero or even Western hero. He's pretty selfish and cowardly. I'd liken it a little bit to the Lego Batman from the Lego movie that I loved so much. They have similar personalities. They're somewhat fraudulent, but they're still so charismatic. They're just funny. And Rango's a movie like maybe I had no business liking. I didn't really think I was going to like it, but I ended up liking it an awful lot, and I could see why it was the best animated film of that year.
My number three, it's the most recent movie on my list. It's coming back to 2004. I have said many, many times on this podcast, I love Peter Pan. I'm a big Peter Pan fan, so much so that I even loved Mark Forster's movie, Finding Neverland, where Johnny Depp played J.M. Barrie. He meets Kate Winslet, introduces the world to Freddie Highmore, who was awesome in this movie. And, you know, the family that kind of inspired J.M. Barrie to write Peter Pan. I generally don't like biopics at all, but Johnny Depp was really good in this movie. I thought Kate Winslet and Freddie Highmore were fantastic. It's just a really well-acted, well-put-together movie. And I really like Johnny Depp in this. And this is the Johnny Depp that I like. I said understated with Benny and June, even more understated in this, but pulls it off very, very well. And it's just a pretty cool movie. I mean, it's not action-packed or anything, but it's a fun. I enjoy it a lot.
My number two, not necessarily a Johnny Depp flick. I think we've done a pretty good job of, if he wasn't sort of the lead in the movie, he's still been very highly billed in it. This is definitely a departure from that. It is Oliver Stone's 1986 joint Platoon, starring Charlie Sheen, Tom Berenger, and Willem Dafoe. When I think about this movie, I sort of remember a time when if you put Charlie Sheen in a movie, it didn't seem like stunt casting. That was actually like the 1980s, kids. And for me, Platoon is always going to be the go-to depiction of the Vietnam conflict. It was 1987's Best Picture and Best Director. Dafoe and Berenger both picked up noms for Best Supporting Actor. And I think that the conflict between those two characters within Sheen's unit was about as dangerous as the actual Viet Cong that they encounter in the jungles. I don't think that we necessarily talk a lot about war flicks on the show, at least not as much as we talk about horror flicks. But I think that when done properly, both genres share kind of a common trait, their ability to make all the deaths matter. And I think that that's really accomplished by great character development. And you end up knowing these characters' names and you care about what happens to, we'll call them the second tier characters that are played by Johnny Depp, John C. McGinley, Keith David, Kevin Dillon, Forrest Whitaker. That right there is kind of a second level cast, is amazing. And not one of them seemed like a throwaway character, and none of them were kind of enveloped in like the shitstorm that was Berenger and Dafoe in that movie, because they do command so much of it. I mean, technically, Charlie Sheen's the star, and he's kind of our introduction to this world, and we sort of follow him. But the movie's definitely centered around Berenger and Dafoe, and you still get to meet the rest of these guys, and they do a great job of, when they're on the screen, they really do bring their characters to life and make them feel like real people, so that when they're in danger, you care about all of them. It's not just like, well, that guy died. Oh, shit, Willem Dafoe just died. You know, I think they did a great job of making everyone matter in that movie, and I think that Depp was really, really, really good. It was very early in his career. I think that Nightmare was really his first film credit. I think that might make your list. It's from 1984, so this was really just 2 years later, and I thought in that cast, especially at that time, he definitely held his own.
Yeah, it would have been his third film credit. Yeah. My number two, it's another good acting performance. And Johnny Depp, you don't get to be that big of a movie star just by being silly and weird. 1997, he starred in Mike Newell's Donnie Brasco alongside Al Pacino. I love a good mobster movie. I love better, you know, undercover mobster movie, and that's the story of Donnie Brasco, where Johnny Depp is an FBI agent that goes undercover inside the mob and starts to realize, like, oh, maybe this life is more for me than my FBI agent life. And it's really interesting. And it's like, I had read a little bit about the real life Donnie Brasco before this movie, so I was really excited for it. Not as good as I wanted it to be. Like, the movie, it falls into that high hopes that weren't necessarily met category, but still a pretty good movie, and it's one of those that holds up. If you watch it now, it's still, you know, I enjoy it just as much as I did in 97. You know, I'll take this movie over The Departed 10 out of 10 times. I wasn't super nuts about The Departed, but I love stories like that. And Donnie Brasco gave me what I want out of this story. I guess I just wanted a little bit more, but I just loved, especially Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp as Donnie Brasco, I thought was awesome. I thought he was a really, really good performance. And this is before Pacino was a punchline. This is when Al Pacino, you know, his name on the marquee actually still meant something. And, you know, Johnny Depp and him going toe-to-toe, like, just a really well-acted movie that I was really into.
And now I feel like I know what your number one is, and I'm okay with it because I like it too. My number one, you've already mentioned, it was from 1994, Tim Burton's Ed Wood, with Johnny Depp, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Martin Landau. On this particular list, I feel like I kind of went out of my way to leave off the obvious ones, which sometimes I can do. And I was happy to do with Johnny Depp because it really kind of proved to me that, oh, you know, as much as I kind of shit talk, especially what he does recently, he's done a lot of things that I really, really do like. Sometimes when you try and leave off the obvious ones, it makes it tough to do a list of five that you really like when you eliminate some of the best known performances from any particular actor. And I think there's a reason when people think of Johnny Depp, the first things that maybe you think of are Edward Scissorhands or Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Benny and June, which you put on there, because they're all really good movies and he's tremendous in them. But I think as good as these movies are, I love Ed Wood that much more. By all accounts, Ed Wood was a pretty fascinatingly weird dude, and I think his story is perhaps brought to life by the two most fit guys in Hollywood from a fascinatingly weird standpoint. I think Tim Burton, I think people would call him weird. And that gothic yet mainstream style that he has, I think matched well with Depp's ability to be weird but not over the top. Be weird but be charismatic. Be weird and you could understand why Ed Wood would be such an engaging character in real life.
Be weird but be relatable.
Right, yeah. And I love that he was able to do that here for Ed Wood. I've gushed a lot about Johnny Depp, but Martin Landau is amazing in this movie as Bela Lugosi. He won Golden Globes and the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor, and they were absolutely well-earned. His portrayal of one of the most, I mean, even if you don't know his name, I think when people think of Dracula, you probably think of the Universal Bela Lugosi Dracula. He's perhaps the most iconic of the genre actors in history. And by the time, I mean, he died during the making of Plan 9, spoiler alert. And I think by the time he was making that movie, you could see he's pretty much at the end of his rope. He's completely busted down. And I think Landau gave that character a tremendous amount of heart. I love that Ed Wood's, his movies are kind of a punchline. And, you know, you can understand it because the plots are very strange and they look like they were made for about $30. You've got a scene where some of it will take place at night and then it just cuts to day for no apparent reason other than there just wasn't a continuity person going, you know, you really ought not to do that. But the crowning achievement for me in this movie is the fact that Depp is able to really portray the love that Ed Wood had for what he was doing. Now, he may not have been great at it, but he really loved doing it. And you can't help but want to respect somebody, even if they make shit. If they put everything they have into it, like, you know, what the hell? I'll watch it. And, I mean, I've seen Plan 9 a bunch of times. I think I just saw it last year. Big Truck and Little John came through Warren, and they did a showing of Plan 9, and complete with skits and the whole nine yards. And I thought it was a lot of fun. I mean, when I think of B movies, to me, that's always going to be the one and only. It's terrible. It's god awful, and I can understand why people make fun of it. But you know, it's near and dear to my heart, and that's probably why I love Ed Wood as much as I do.
My number one is from 2001, and it's one of those, occasionally you make like a personal connection with a movie that I don't relate to George Young at all, the guy who brought cocaine to America.
No kidding.
And established the market. But something about 2001's Blow, I saw the movie in theaters a couple times. You know, I have vivid memories of it coming out on DVD.
I think you've told that story.
Yeah, and I mean, it just something about this movie, there was something in Young I could relate to. I think his drive and his, you know, his look, his seeking approval. And I mean, there's some personal stuff inside Johnny Depp's character there that I think I related to more than I want to or more than I would want to talk about. But this movie has always been very personal to me, which is weird because it's a throwaway cocaine movie because it's, you know, it's not Scarface. It's not, it didn't make that much of an impact in the pop culture.
Like, I think it's a better movie than Scarface,
it
to
is.
Be honest with you.
It's a great movie.
I mean, it doesn't have the iconic lines necessarily.
Yeah. It's a great movie, but I don't think it ever made an impact. I don't think it ever really, I don't think it's people's go-to Johnny Depp movie when they think of it. When I think, I mean, I knew this was going to be my number one from the get-go, and I don't know.
Now that I think about it, yeah, I mean, I think one of our older episodes, and I don't know why, maybe it was like drug movies that we were doing, because the title of the episode was Dave Loves Blow, and as soon as you said that Ed Wood was your three, and I was like, what the hell? What is wrong with you? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, because Blow's going to be his number one.
Yeah.
And that's why I left it off my list, not because I don't like it. Because I do. I like it a lot, but I knew that you like it a whole lot more.
Favorite movies about greed is
yeah,
where
that
I
might be about it.
Where I went nuts on Blow. But I do love me some Blow. I love Blow. Something about this movie, like, I don't get it. It's one of those that I connect to, and I don't know. I would probably need a shrink to tell me why my connection with this movie is so strong. But I love this movie. I love Johnny Depp in it. I love everything about this movie, even the supporting cast. Paul Rubens, Penelope Cruz, Franca Potente, Rachel Griffiths, like it just goes on. Ray Liotta's in there, Ethan Suplee, Kevin Gage, like there's a lot of great people in this movie, and it's very well put together for a biopic, which I generally don't like. It's really good, even though I had three biopics in my top five Johnny Depp movies. So I guess I generally don't, like non
Johnny Depp biopics.
Four biopics, essentially, if you want to count Donnie Brasco, based on true story. So. Yeah, I guess I only like biopics if Johnny Depp is playing them. So, but that was my number one. A couple of my also-rans, Nightmare on Elm Street, I had
sure,
just because
yeah.
I couldn't leave that off.
I really thought that was going to make your top five.
It was going to, but I thought that's kind of cheating. And I like my top five
is
enough.
Is it cheating?
Not really, but I like my top five. If I didn't have something else to talk about, I would have thrown it on there.
Yeah.
We've talked about Nightmare on Elm Street so much, though. So if I can use the chance to talk about Benny and June or Finding Neverland, I'll take it. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Dead Man, I had a really hard time leaving out of my top five. The Jim Jarmusch movie. That's a, you know, another black and white one. I would have had two black and whites in my top five. Something about that movie, I really like that. I really like Johnny Depp's performance. Fear and Loathing, I like. And then the Sleepy Hollow and From Hell.
Yeah.
I enjoy both of those movies. I know I've put From Hell on a list before, I think favorite Hooker movies. But Sleepy Hollow, for what it is, I enjoyed. So
I wouldn't call Tusk a Johnny Depp movie. I'm not sure if he is even in the credits.
He's credited
as
his
character's name.
Yeah.
But he's great in that movie. Tusk is not a great movie. I like the story behind how that movie came to be more than I actually like the movie. And I think that was sort of the point of it anyway. But I love that Johnny Depp, a guy that, like we said, has made over $3 billion at the box office, is one of the biggest stars in the world, shows up in Tusk and completely buys in to his role. And is really, really
And, I
good.
Mean, he's playing the same character in Yoga Hosers. And I think my favorite story about that is that Kevin Smith's daughter and Johnny Depp's daughter are, like, best friends.
Yeah,
and
they're so in a scene together
with
Johnny
and
Depp, I think.
Yoga Hosers is about them, too. Those two girls from the convenience store, yeah. They get a movie together. So something about Kevin Smith and Johnny Depp's daughters being best friends just makes me smile on the inside because it makes zero sense. But, yeah, Johnny Depp, he'll always commit. And, I mean, I left 21 Jump Street off my list.
Yeah.
But, and the thing is like, not just the movie. I love the TV show. I love Tom Hanson. He did phenomenal work on that show. Like, after his girlfriend dies, like, there's some great performances turned in by him. Like, I genuinely love the 21 Jump Street TV show. And I rewatched it recently. And I genuinely love it. And he's really, really good. And you could tell watching that, oh, this guy's a star. This guy's going to be a star. And he was justified to leave because it paid off all right for him.
Yeah, I think he did okay.
Yeah, and
made himself a couple bucks.
So I mean, and so him showing up in 21 Jump Street movie, I thought was brilliant. I thought it was a great cameo because he committed, and that's one thing you could never accuse Johnny Depp of not doing is he commits to everything.
He may commit too much.
He overcommits sometimes, but I mean, even just in 21 Jump Street, like, even the scene before, like, his big reveal, like, it's just, he delivers one line, and it's funny. Like, he just really committed to it, and even in a cameo role, he brings it. And I'll always respect that about him, whether I, you know, and I do hope for, I want a new Johnny Depp movie that I like, because he's one of those that, like, I just kind of sneeze at Johnny Depp movies now, because whatever, but I would love, you know, if Night Stalker turns into something, I would love that. Edgar Wright was circling around that one. Like, I could see a Night Stalker movie starring Johnny Depp being cool if it's done right. And I kind of want a new Johnny Depp movie to love, because it's been 11 years since I've got one. I want to love Johnny Depp more than I love Johnny Depp.
With your penchant for liking Johnny Depp in biopics, I kind of feel like you might be okay with Black Bass. That's the Whitey Bulger thing.
Movie. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like American Gangsters.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Johnny Depp, Benedict Cumberbatch, I have a good feeling about that one and you specifically.
Perhaps.
We'll just have to wait until September of this year. Yeah, September of this year. We'll get it.
Probably one of the best movies to come out later this year.
Probably, yeah. I mean, after Black Mass in September, there probably
really
won't
nothing.
Be a thing worth going
even before
to
then,
the theaters.
Much.
Yeah, no, this is basically just the year of Black Mass and Pitch Perfect 2. That's about it,
I think,
right?
So.
Yeah.
Magic
there's nothing
Mike
else.
Double XL.
Yeah. If we've missed your favorite Johnny Depp movie or favorite movie that may be coming out in 2015, we'd love to hear about it in one of the three following ways. Email moviesonup@gmail.com. You can tweet at us @moviesonup on the Twitter, or leave some sort of correspondence via Facebook, facebook.com/moviesonup. We love to hear from you in any and all of those ways.
So we'll see you next week with an episode that's already planned and we'll get to next week. But until then,
our favorite big game stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Super Bowl is next
Super Bowl
week.
Comes
congratulations,
up.
Teams.
Congratulations, NFC champion and AFC champion.
Yeah.
You earned it.
So we have our favorite big game movies, and what's that mean? We still don't know.
Oh, we know.
Find out.
But you'll find out next week.
Yep.
Until then,
keep it up.